Mutual Broadcasting System is now coast to coast. Everyone, this is Gabriel Heater, privileged in a history-making moment to welcome the Mutual Network coast to coast, stations of Don Lee Network, Central States Broadcasting System, the Iowa Network, KFEL Denver, WHB Kansas City, and many new affiliates. We send greetings to KGMB Honolulu, whose audience has joined to our network tonight. A great and vital link in radio, rich in tradition of high public service, completes the march of progress and now spans America coast to coast. Combining in a vast network stations whose high standards of public performance have won millions of loyal friends. A final triumph and achievement which assures our radio audience an ever-increasing standard of rich entertainment. No man is better qualified to comment on such history-making progress than Anning Prowl, chairman of our Federal Communications Commission. We now take you to Commissioner Prowl, who will speak from studios of member station WOL in Washington, D.C.
Ladies and gentlemen, I address you first as a messenger and quote a communication received from the President of the United States. The White House, Washington, December 23rd, 1936. Honorable Anning S. Prowl, Chairman, Federal Communications Commission, Washington, D.C. My dear Mr. Chairman, through the coast-to-coast service, which is being inaugurated by the Mutual Broadcasting System, more people in widely separated parts of our country will hear the same program simultaneously. Every added potential listener adds to the responsibility which always follows the broadcaster. The responsibility of seeing that the program is worthy of its audience. The measure of the success or failure of a broadcaster in rendering a public service must be not how many people he reaches, but the character of the program he offers to those whom he reaches. In extending my congratulations Upon the inauguration of this expanded broadcast service, I unite with them in the sincere hope that the programs which are to go out over this enlarged area will be commensurate with the opportunity for increased service. Very sincerely yours, Franklin D. Roosevelt. Today marks another era in the progress of American broadcasting. Today, another step forward has been taken over the air that will bring to the people of the United States a third coast-to-coast hookup of many stations, known as the Mutual Broadcasting System. This dedication tonight is particularly noteworthy because of the splendid reputation for clean, wholesome programs enjoyed by all of the stations contributing to and becoming a part of this new chain. I am sure their combined efforts will far outdistance their splendid service records as individual stations. A broadcasting station is an institution devoted to the public service, and because it is the most fitting summary I can think of, I have many times referred to it as a combination of the schoolhouse, the church, the public rostrum, the newspaper, the theater, the concert hall, in fact, all media devoted to the education, enlightenment, and entertainment of the people. Broadcasting claims a more intimate relationship with the public today than perhaps any other utility, and has captured the public fancy more than any of the other radio uses because it is so close to Mr. and Mrs. Average citizen and family. Radio appeals to the entire family, to the seniors, and to the juniors. It is fairly estimated that radio has found its place in some 23 million homes, and if it is to survive, if it is to enjoy the success to which it is entitled, if it is to strengthen its reception in the American home and hold its place there, it must deliver into those homes programs of high quality and entertainment which, above all, are wholesome and clean. In the last 12 months, broadcasting has moved into a position more stable and secure from the standpoints of usefulness and public service than at any time since its early days. Mechanical production and reception have improved greatly. The wheezes and whistles of yesteryear are gone. Instead, you now get reproduction on your sets that brings you figuratively into the radio studio. Program quality has improved tremendously, so that today all of the luminaries of the stage, screen, and concert hall, plus the leaders in the arts and sciences, no longer hesitate to step before the microphone. The president has demonstrated time and again the usefulness of modern radio in bringing to the people of the United States the story of history in the making. I cannot say goodnight to you without paying tribute to Mr. Alfred J. McCosker, Chairman of the Board of the Mutual Broadcasting System. He has long been a brilliant ornament in the broadcast setting. It has been his responsibility to weld together this third chain, and well may it be. I am sure his interest in this undertaking will command the best thought, the highest ideals, and the finest impulse to render a public service not only equal to, but far exceeding his splendid record of achievement in broadcasting for many years last past as the directing head of station WOR. The association of Mr. McCosker's name with that of the Mutual Broadcasting System is the listener's guarantee of programs of the very highest order. And now that the baby is born, let's watch it grow.
Thank you, Commissioner Prowl. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back again in New York, where it becomes my very deep and sincere personal privilege to present my friend, Mr. Alfred J. McCosker, whose rich inspiration and unfailing help made so much possible for so many of us in radio, whose contributions to radio history are indelibly written on every page of its progress. Ladies and gentlemen, the president of WOR, the Bamberger Broadcasting Service, and chairman of the board, the Mutual Broadcasting System, Alfred J. McCosker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Prowl, and thank you, Mr. Heater. I believe I am accurate in saying that this inaugural coast-to-coast program of the Mutual Broadcasting System constitutes an important epoch in the history of radio broadcasting. In speaking for those who operate the Mutual Broadcasting System and the stations which constitute it, I wish to say we accept the added responsibility emphasized by President Roosevelt and Chairman Prowl of the Federal Communications Commission, and will faithfully perform the tasks in the public interest, convenience, and necessity which that responsibility brings to us. The name Mutual is descriptive of the ownership and operation of this chain of leading stations. It is cooperative in concept, and its outstanding motive is to provide listeners with programs of culture, education, and entertainment of the highest standard. Mutual is composed of ethically operated, well-financed broadcasting stations, each in its own territory, having built a large army of loyal listeners. These stations individually have received the support of leading advertisers and their advertising agencies. Up to this point, Mutual's progress has had the support of a number of discerning advertisers. We thank them sincerely for their confidence throughout the early days of our development and express the hope that with the increased facilities now at the disposal of these advertisers, their experience will induce other firms in large number to join the ranks of Mutual sponsors. Thank you for listening, and my best wishes for a very happy new year to our listeners and associate stations.
Thank you, Mr. McCosker.
Frank Knight speaking, and introducing smart, smooth, sophisticated music by the distinguished young conductor and composer Morton Gould, who is starred weekly on his program Music for Today. We hear a typical Morton Gould arrangement of the atmospheric Limehouse Blues. Thank you.
Dudley speaking. Give my regards to Broadway. Say, it's a grand old tune, and it's written by a grand fella. A man who has had more to do with making Broadway the world's greatest amusement avenue than anybody else on earth or in it. A swell friend and a man beloved wherever civilization exists. He's right here tonight, and it now becomes my privilege and pleasure to present America's first actor and playwright, George M. Cohan.
Well, you're a hard man to follow, Mr. Dudley. Especially when you indulge in that blarney of yours. Of course, we all like a little blarney now and then, but by golly, you spread it on pretty thick. You know, if any actors or playwrights happen to be listening into that introduction, why, I don't know, it's...
Listen, George. Just a minute. You're here to say something about the Mutual Network, I believe.
Well, of course, we all concede that radio is a very wonderful invention. Now, for instance, you see, in the old days, it would take a song, months, sometimes a full year, to become generally popular. But now, it was because it took that long to cover the country.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, with radio as a medium, now a fella gets in front of a microphone, sings a song just once. Sings it once. And it becomes a popular song overnight. That is, of course, if it's a popular song in the true sense. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, there are only two kinds of songs. Popular songs and unpopular songs.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
You better do.
But as to the Mutual, I understand that it has been the fastest growing network in radio's history. It's obtained as affiliates beginning tonight, leading stations from coast to coast, with a potential audience of millions of listeners. You know, Bide, I was just thinking a while ago, sitting here, listening to Mr. McCosker talk.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, all the territory that we used to play when we went on tour, you know, with a show?
Yeah.
Territory that would take us a full theatrical season to cover.
Yeah.
Now, just imagine, I am actually covering it, all that territory, this minute, with the sound of my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing a full theatrical season right now. Now, just imagine that. Can you imagine any actor playing a full season without getting paid for it?
No, Joe, I can't imagine.
Well, we'll have to take that up for the actor's equity anyway. However, that's neither here nor there. But since I am on tour, so to speak, and playing towns I haven't been to in so many years, I want to take this occasion to extend greetings to all my old friends around the country. And at the same time, I'd like to congratulate all those behind this expansion for their foresight and energy in making the Mutual a major network. Radio has really become a vital power, not only in the entertainment field, but the educational field as well. And I consider it a very great privilege to be here to express these few words of commendation for all concerned.
Uh-huh. Say, George, huh? One thing more before we stop. Tell us, when and where do you open in that new play, Floating of Oak Falls? I mean the one you and Sam Harris are getting ready to put on.
Well, I'll tell you, Bide, if you don't mind, we won't talk about that. The listeners have to suffer through so many commercial talks, and I'm afraid if I start telling them about my product, I'll get a lot of letters asking me how much I paid for the time, you see? No, I think we'll sidestep the boosting stuff and bring it right down to what it is, just a friendly visit from a well-wisher. And my good wishes, by the way, go for not only the Mutual, but for you, Bide, and everybody else that's hooked up with this hookup. And in conclusion, I not only wish to give my regards to Broadway, but to every nook and corner of Uncle Sam's domain. Now, good luck. Happy New Year. Good night.
Good night, George, and thank you.
This is Connie Miles, commentator on Jazz Nocturne, a program of muted harmonies and undulating rhythms. his voices, brasses, woodwinds, and the deep tones of the organ. Conducted by Nat Brusiloff and featuring the voices of Helene Daniels and the Keymen. Here's a tune from the land of Heidi Ho, a land where they sleep all day and play all night. Yes, yeah, brother. It's Harlem I'm talking about, that red-hot corner of the world's biggest town.
Creole babies walk along with rhythm in their bodies. Rhythm in their feet and in their lips and in their eyes.
Yeah.
Hair do high brown fly, the kind of love that satisfies underneath the Harlem. There's no fields of cotton. Picking cotton is taboo.
Yeah.
They don't live in cabins like the old folks used to do. Their cabin is a penthouse up on Lenox Avenue, underneath the Harlem moon. They just live on dancing. They're never blue or for long. It ain't no sin to laugh and grin. That's why darkies were born. They shout hallelujah every time they're feeling low.
Yeah.
Every cheek is dressed up like a Georgia gigolo.
Yeah.
They call it madness, but I call it hidey-ho. Underneath the Harlem moon.
Creole babies walked along with rhythm in their pies. Rhythm in their feet and in their lips and in their eyes. Way to high brown find the kind of love to satisfy. There's no fields of cotton picking. Cotton is taboo. They don't live in cabins like the old folks used to do. Their cabin is a penthouse up on Lenox Avenue.
They just live on dancing. They're never few or for long. Oh, it ain't no sin to laugh and grin. That's why darkies were born. They shout hallelujah every time they're feeling low.
Yeah.
Every cheek is dressed up like a Georgia gigolo.
Yeah.
They call it madness, but they call it hidey ho.
Underneath the moon,
my Harlem moon.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Eddie Fitzgerald.
The neighbor,
what are you doing here?
This
is my spot.
Oh, gosh, I thought this is where I went on.
Oh, well, it's good to see you again. You know, last time it was on the corner of Market and Powell in San Francisco.
No, Benet, it was Hollywood Boulevard and Vine in Hollywood.
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm on the radio now. What are you doing?
Same thing, radio.
Nice work.
Yes, if you can get it, it's nice work.
Work?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
No.
Oh, well, Horace really said, go west, young men. But that's, you reversed it, and you went east to make good.
Well, that's a funny thing. My editor in San Francisco told me, go east, young man.
I know, go east and grow up with the country.
No, he called me in on the red carpet and he said, Fitzgerald, go east and grow up.
Oh, aren't you the one?
Oh, no, for my money, you're the one. Sing for us, please, and pray tell me, what is your song to be?
Oh, it's a new one. I'm riding high from red, hot, and blue.
Well.
None has blocked me, simply knocked me for the loop. None has dished me till you dished me from the loop. Now together we can weather anything. So please don't sputter if I should mutter. Life's great, life's grand, future all planned. No more clouds in the sky. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Someone I love, head for my love, followed, shown on the side. How am I riding? I'm riding high. Floating on a solid ceiling, floating on the cards I'm dealing, floating because I'm feeling so happy, 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 I'm slap happy. Ring bells. Oh, my side, I'm riding high.
Why should I get excited if I'm not invited to the coronation of the king? Oh, what do I care? 'Cause compared to you, the king won't mean a thing. Why should I care if I can't shout like the famous Simon Simon? What do I care if I don't get in the papers like the well-known Dion Dion? Oh, why should I fret and get myself upset 'cause I can't dance with Fred Astaire? 'Cause when I'm dancing with you, my chickadee, I'm floating on air and riding high.
Tonight, WOR opened the dedicatory program welcoming hosts of new listeners to the Mutual Broadcasting Systems Network, which is now expanded from coast to coast. In welcoming listeners in far-off places, we also salute the broadcasting stations which have joined the Mutual Network, namely the stations of the Donnelly Network, the stations of the Central States Broadcasting System, the stations of the Iowa Network, KFEL in Denver, WHB in Kansas City, and the other new affiliates. We also greet KGMB in Honolulu. Tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, the Donnelly Network will reply with a gala dedicatory program of its own with Conrad Nagel as Master of Ceremonies. You're cordially invited to listen in tomorrow at 10 o'clock and to continue listening now as this dedicatory program will continue in one moment from WGN in Chicago. This is the Coast to Coast Network of the Mutual Broadcasting System. WGR, the Bamberger Broadcasting Service, Newark, New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, with some personal reluctance, but with considerable official pride, to extend greetings and welcome to the Thomas Lee and his associates of the Don Lee Network of California, and to those other stations between Chicago and the Pacific Coast, who tonight make the Mutual Broadcasting System a coast-to-coast network. I'm certain that my listeners are not so interested in the work that has been done in a little more than 2 years, through which a third coast-to-coast network has been organized, but perhaps you may be tolerant of my stating in brief what the Mutual Broadcasting System is and what it hopes to do from tonight forward to further entertain and inform. Mutual has developed to furnish radio listeners with an additional and an unduplicated chain service. Its membership comprises leading stations throughout the United States that have mutually agreed to combine local and sectional service with national programming, at the same time retaining autonomy of independent operations. We expect consistently to bring to Mutual listeners a greater variety of programs from a greater number of talent centers than has ever been done before. Every night of the week, you will hear programs from New York, Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and on occasion from Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., and Boston. Moreover, many of the programs which you will hear will be available to network listeners for the first time. An instance of such program is one to which you are listening tonight from WGN. And now in conclusion, may I say to the Donnelly Network that your decision to become a major member of the Mutual Broadcasting System not only increases our pride of mutual association, but it also forecasts a decided increase in the listening interest of Mutual Network programs. Situated as you are, with a network covering the great state of California, noted for its movie and musical talent and outdoor attractions, I am certain that our listeners will be keenly interested in the productions which will be available to them through your facilities. We in the industry know of your long experience and your splendid record in broadcasting. Our listeners shall know tomorrow night, after your own inaugural program, how really good you are. Good night and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mr. McFarlane. We now return our listeners to the WGN audience studio.
With these programs, we are inaugurating the third transcontinental network in the United States. This means that millions more of our people will be able to get a wider selection in their choice of programs and events of public interest. Here in New England, where the 13 stations of the Colonial Network serve the people of this region, we are particularly pleased with the accomplishment we honor tonight. So we are reasonably proud that the two original networks in the country, the Donnelly Network and the network established by ourselves, join hands across the country through the Mutual Broadcasting System. To the Donnelly Network, its management, its staff, I want to offer my sincerest welcome. And let me congratulate the Mutual Broadcasting System for their splendid accomplishment in making this coast-to-coast pickup of stations a working reality. And let's all work together to make it a smashing success in 1937.
Thank you, Mr. Shepard. Matilda Zappala and the Grand Orchestra, The Wren by Benedict. Mr. Crosley.
Tonight marks another effort on the part of the broadcasting industry to expand and improve the service of radio, the newest of the arts. This latest step is designed to give new listeners a wider choice of interesting and entertaining programs in offering to the radio audience the features of a third coast-to-coast network, the Mutual Broadcasting System. As one of the founders of Mutual, WLW is glad to greet the Donnelly Network, the Central States Broadcasting System, the Iowa Network, WHV in Kansas City, and KFEL in Denver as they become affiliated with the Mutual Broadcasting System tonight. These stations and networks should be afforded improved service through the facilities of Mutual's member stations and affiliates in the East and the Midwest. And the present Mutual audience should benefit from the new programs supplied by these additional stations. We of the Nation Station believe that we greet the Pacific Coast and other new Mutual territory as something less than a complete stranger, but we feel that it is appropriate for us to send greetings and good wishes to new listeners throughout additional stations by presenting WLW's oldest and most popular regular feature, The Crosley Follies.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to a mess of technical things you would never understand,
The Crosley Follies is on the air!
Yes, The Crosley Follies, starring the Smoothies, Vicky Chase, Alice Brake, Eugene Palazzo, the Divorce Sisters, Mary Jane Croft, Bill State from the Vocal Varieties, Bill Davis from the Orchestra, your announcer Tom Slater, and that man about town who is just about nuts, Ray Shannon!
Good evening. This is Eliza the Nut
network of the Wacky Broadcasting System. Yes, tonight we present the Follywood Hotel, Jimmy Fiddlesticks, a special West Coast salute, and Do You Want to Be an Extra? Good evening, Wacky Broadcasting System.
The Wacky Broadcasting System takes you now to Studio A, where Phil Davis and his Golden Gators are on the air with a musical salute to the Pacific Coast, San Francisco. Gentlemen, we switch you now to Studio L, where we present an epic of the cinema coast, a galaxy of film land's brightest stars in Follywood Hotel, featuring Dick Vowell, Lula Bella Parsley, and many others. Mr. Many Others is the star of that new production, Coming Attractions, now playing at your neighborhood theater. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Follywood Hotel and Dick Vowell.
Good evening, friends, and welcome to Follywood. And now I want to offer my own interpretation of that newest song hit from my new picture, Gold Diggers of 1899, released through the Warner Out Brothers and Last National Pictures, a Cosmophilius production. I hope you'll recognize it.
I want nothing, a million thanks for one.
You'd like it, you lucky people. And now let me introduce my good friend and neighbor, Lula Bella Parsley, the queen mother of all Follywood, the little lady who is tougher than a dozen retakes, Miss Parsley.
Thank you, Dick. You old mystery of ceremony. And now, dear friends of Movie Land, everywhere, just everywhere, tonight I have a delightful surprise for you. Here before me stands one of Hollywood's greatest actors, Tarzan the Terrible. Ooh, is he terrible? I beg your pardon? That's what I thought you said. By the way, Mr. Tarzan, what did you say?
He said he's Tarzan of the Apes. He don't like your monkey business.
Well, he may be a boon to his mother, but he's just a big baboon to me, the gorilla.
Don't you call that bum no gorilla.
Why? Who are you?
I am Tarzan's mate. My name is Loopy Velocity.
Well, how did you get in here?
I got in on a pass.
On a pass?
Yes. I tried to get in. The door man, he make a pass at me. I passed him a gonk on the beach. Oh, he passed up. I passed him. Hello.
Oh. And now, Miss Velocity, will you please take a ride?
I can't. I am a little stiff from waiting.
Oh, I don't care where you're from, young lady. Just get out of here and take that big baboon with you. By the way, where are you going?
Back to the jungle, where Tarzan lives a free life, swinging from vine to vine.
Well, why don't you just stay in town and swing from vine to Hollywood Boulevard? And now that a bit of jungle fever is out of the way, I have the honor to present to you a little girl we have all seen and loved, the sweetest child in the movies, Shirley Picklepuss. Now tell me, Shirley, how old are you?
When would you like to know? Yeah.
Oh, isn't she sweet? Now, Shirley, what do they teach you in school?
Not to talk on sustaining programs until I get paid.
Now, look here, monkey face. I mean, Picklepuss. Who is your favorite actor?
Me.
Now, Squirrely, for a little girl, you're a great big movie star. You've got lots of money, lots of talent, lots of good looks. Now, tell me, Shirley, what haven't you got?
A diary.
Thank you.
We move you now into Studio M, where the Smoothies, Babs, Charlie, and Little are on the air singing What You Gonna Do When There Ain't No Swing, accompanied by Phil Davis and his Swinging Doors. With this number, we're saluting the third redwood tree on the left as you enter California.
Then came Paul Whiteman. He had swing, but he called it jazz.
Yeah, he was known as the king of jazz. And his rhythm boys jazzed it up like this.
Lay you, lay you, bum 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 bum, lay you. Hey, hey, under the leaves, sweet, 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 don't miss it, buddy. Sweet, 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 don't miss it, buddy.
Then we had a quiet year. Swing was taking a rest, and the year went something like this.
My time, here we are, time.
When the blue of the night meets the goal of the day.
When the moon comes over the mountain.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, that was a quiet year. Then that fell up in Harlem woke everybody up with,
I went down to St. James and Hermes. I saw
but now with Benny Goodman and his swing band playing tunes that have
ragtime,
jazz, hot music. Combining them all together, we have
Mr. Christopher Columbus.
Mr. Christopher Columbus, now we're gonna give you our idea of swing.
What you gonna do when there ain't no swing? How you gonna dance? How you gonna sing? Without telling you, you're gonna feel so good.
When there ain't no swing, you swing out with.
What you gonna do when you're feeling high and your favorite band plays an alibi?
Without telling you, you're gonna feel so good.
When there ain't no swing, you swing out with.
Come on and dance, get rhythm, rhythm for swing. Come on and dance.
Again. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, the Wacky Broadcasting Company takes you with a hop, skip, and a merry little jump in the Studio J, where we find Ray Shannon as Movie Land's radio reporter, Jimmy Fiddlesticks, and his Hollywood gossip.
News from the Hollywood front. Eugene Nonsuch, well-known English actor, who became to Hollywood 3 months ago to fill Leslie Howard's shoes, has remained to shine them. Mickey Mouse and his wife are on the verge of divorcing. Mickey, it is said, will name a certain Hollywood rat. What well-known Hollywood star said, you know what, to which director, on what set, when they met on what occasion, which week, and who cares? Biographies of the stars, hangnail sketches of your favorites. Robert Traylor, born, yes indeed, grew up, of course. His current heartthrob is Barbara Standby. They hold hands in the movies, except when they stop to applaud their own pictures. Robert Traylor's great screen success came when he played the part of the hard-boiled egg in All Quiet on the Western Sandwich. reviewing the latest pictures from the West Coast. Remember our code. For super colossal epics, we give 4 bells. For terrific smashes, 3 bells. For mighty sensations, 2 bells. And for simply great pictures, 1 bell. The first picture, along came Love.
Hiya, Love.
Hiya, Tut.
The President's Mystery.
Gee, I wonder where I lost those 2 states.
Hearts Divided. The picture, Absolute Quiet.
And now in Studio V, we find Phil Davis and his fallen arches playing a medley from the big broadcast of 1937. That was a good show, too. This medley features the popular voices of Vicky Chase and Ellis Frakes. And with this musical salute, we pay tribute to a little salmon by the name of Charlie, nestling in the Columbia River between Washington and Oregon. I guess that takes care of you boys.
Donnelly Network broadcast.
From the Donnelly Studios in California, we send greetings and a salute to mutual stations and millions of listeners from coast to coast. Thank you.
The Don Lee radio chain, known to millions of staunch listeners as California's Golden Group, celebrates its affiliation with Mutual, as that young but exceedingly vigorous network stretches its web of powerful stations from the Atlantic to the Pacific. We are happy to introduce as your master of ceremonies on this joyful occasion, a motion picture personality known on the stage and radio and loved by all of you. A star noted as a splendid influence in every phase of the film world. Ladies and gentlemen, Conrad Nagel. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, John. I appreciate more deeply than I can tell you the privilege of participating in the dedication of this newest transcontinental network. You know, Hollywood is famed for its glittering premieres, and tonight we witness another of these glamorous occasions. We have stars galore, brilliant music, a radio preview of a forthcoming motion picture starring one of film's grandest actors, greetings from places that we'll keep a secret until we're ready. In fact, we have everything to go to make a smash opening, and I'm sure we're all going to have a grand time. Our opening number this evening was directed by that distinguished modernist, David Brookman. Later in the program, we'll hear more of his brilliant arrangements of popular melodies. But now we step over to the realm of the classics with a rendition under the baton of another of the Pacific Coast's most accomplished conductors, Frederick Stark. Mr. Stark leads the orchestra now in a selection he directed in his first appearance in the Hollywood Bowl. His own arrangement for modern orchestra, a Franz Liszt symphonic poem, Les Preludes. Thank you.